رحمك يا رب، رحمك يا رب العباد رجائي ورضاك قصدي، استجب لي دعائي. رحمك يا رب العباد رجائي ورضاك قصدي، فاستجب لي دعائي. وحماك أبغي يا إلهي راجيا منك الرضا، فجد بولائي.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's program will be about youth issues that will concern the youth in the West. We have a few questions regarding the West, regarding the issues, regarding what the youth will be asked about from the Muslims especially. We have a few questions regarding the Ahlul Bayt and the love of the Ahlul Bayt. Inshallah, we'll be interacting with our scholars and we'll get their opinion on we'll get their insight on how to answer the people in the West, how to communicate, how to answer directly, how to give an ideal answer to them, inshallah. So we have two scholars in the studio today, Sayyid Muhammad Raza Kazmi and Sheikh Salim. Our topic for today is loving and crying for the Ahlul Bayt. My first question today, as the youth ask normally, is that how can we create love for the Ahlul Bayt amongst the youth and the children living in the West? Because you know the West, as you see, they've been brought up in the West, they have the ethics of the West, they have everything background, they go to school, they go to universities, they go to colleges, and they have the mentality of not loving the Ahlul Bayt as due to the people in the Asian side of the world. For example, in Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Iran. So I want to know that how can we occur that love in our heart for the Ahlul Bayt?
It's a very lovely question, that how can we create love of Ahlul Bayt in the hearts of youths or children living in the Western societies, Western countries. If you start from love, you can see that love is something normal. Everyone should love someone in his life. And this is not limited for Muslims or non-Muslims. Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, any human being, he should love someone in this world. And love is one of the emotions. And if you don't use the emotions in a correct way, what happens? The emotion is being misused. People, because they don't find correct love, they go towards wrong loves. They go towards fake loves. And they end up loving cats, dogs, and animals. and they are so intimate with cats, dogs, and other animals. What's the reason for this? Because they have to love someone, and they couldn't find the real love. And the worldly loves, like, you know, a boy loves a girl loves a boy. And what happens, sometimes it happens, the boy betrays, the girl betrays. And what happens at the end? They want to commit suicide, they want to kill themselves because their love betrayed them. So these are the loves which human beings are going towards it, but not the real love. This is not the real love. These are either wrong loves, either fake loves, or you can name it something else. But the real love, human being naturally wants to love someone who never betrays him, who never leaves him, who helps him every time, everywhere. For example, my son, my wife, my parents are loyal to me, but after I die in the grave, those who believe in the life hereafter, and those who don't believe, you have to first prove life hereafter for them, but those who believe life hereafter, so there's a question from them. Your parents, your relative, they love you, they're loyal to you, but now when you're in the grave, there's no one with you. Again, you're alone. So this is something normal, something natural. Human being wants to love someone who remains with him every time, forever, even after his death, and who never disloyal him, who never be disloyal with him, who every time be loyal with him. In this world, many times people disloyal you, many times people betray you, and even those who are loyal with you, they leave you when you go in the grave. So who is the one who will never leave us? Who is the one who will never betray us? Who is the one who is very loyal to us? Ahlul Bayt, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Hazrat Abbas, as we see the loyalty of Hazrat Abbas in Karbala, that he was so loyal to Imam Hussein, he sacrificed everything just for Ahlul Bayt. So if you love Ahlul Bayt, in this world, as I said, many people can betray you, can leave you, can do anything wrong to you, but Ahlul Bayt will never do this with you. Rather, even when you go in the grave, they are Ali ibn Abi Talib, Imam al-Hussein, Ahlul Bayt are the one who are our helper, who will save us from loneliness. So of course, this is something normal. Human being loves that person who is loyal to him and who will be remaining with him forever. But the reason, unfortunately, what we see, like, for example, as you've given these some examples, like in Asian countries, not all of them, mostly like Iran, Pakistan, and the other countries, we see that little children, when they listen to Masaib of Imam al-Hussein, they cry. I remember once I was in Mashhad, I was delivering a lecture in Haram of Imam al-Rida, and a 4 years little girl was crying, weeping for Imam al-Hussein, and I was really surprised. It was, I think, my first or second speech. I said, my God, why is she crying? She's 4 years old. And when 2007, I remember, I went to Luton, and there was a Masaib, and there was a great program near to Ashura. A man was crying, weeping, screaming. And 10 years old child was laughing. He said, what is he doing? He was surprised. He was wondering, oh, why is he crying? Why is he weeping? Why is he screaming for Imam Hussein? So unfortunately, now what's the answer? Inshallah, Maulana will provide the answer to you and what I have prepared. Why we see that in Western countries, youth, children, instead of crying for Imam Hussein, instead of getting happy on fada'il of Ahlul Bayt, they come and ask, they say, of course, not all the youths are like this. And inshallah, you'll get the answer. What's the reason why some children and some youths are like this? Unfortunately, it's because of their parents. Because their parents haven't upbrought them in a correct way. This is the main problem. They're going to the school, colleges, university. They are facing all those wrong things. So parents should struggle as much as they could in home, at the mosque, at the center, and other places. Unfortunately, because parents don't take their children to Imam Barga, to Husseiniyah, except those 10 days of Muharram. Or the most religious father or mother, they'll just take him, okay, once a week or once a month on Thursday programs. Parents should try to create love of Ahlul Bayt in their hearts, in the hearts of their children. Tell them the stories of Hazrat Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. How brave was he? Tell them the stories of Imam Hussein. Tell them the story of Hazrat Abbas. How loyal was he from the childhood? Unfortunately, parents, instead of giving good stories of Ahlul Bayt, they tell them the stories of Batman, stories of Zorro and other heroes who are not Islamic heroes, and provide those cartoons for them. And unfortunately, this is another problem. We don't have Islamic cartoons that will help more. But Parents should start from their childhood. A 2 years child, he wants to listen, boy or girl, wants to listen to a story. Okay, tell the story of Hazrat Zainab about hijab. Tell the story of loyalty about Hazrat Abbas. So this is how you'll create the love of Ahlul Bayt. And take them to mosques, to the Imam Bargas, to the Husseiniyah, to the centers, and make a great link between your children and Imam Hussein from childhood. The parents should do this. And the second thing, instead of crying, they ask, they say that, you know, Imam Hussein was killed or martyred, okay, 1,400 years ago. Why should we cry on him today? What benefit we'll achieve today? So I'll just quote one hadith and then you can ask if you have another question and Mulana will answer, inshallah. There's a lovely hadith. What benefit will achieve from love of Ahlul Bayt? And people say, okay, what will we achieve? It's a very lovely hadith. The love of Ali ibn Abi Talib, or love of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim alayhi wa tahiyyatu wa salam, burns your sins as the fire burns the wood. So if you love Ahlul Bayt, your sins will be burned. Means actually loving Ahlul Bayt, or love of Ahlul Bayt, is taking you towards paradise. And paradise is eternal life. So I'll advise my lovely brothers and sisters not to waste their eternal life for just 50 years, 60 years, 70 years in this world. So if you love Ahlul Bayt, love of Ali ibn Abi Talib will burn all the sins like the wood burns, like the fire burns the wood. And now which love? That is very important. Unfortunately, many people misuse this hadith and many other hadiths. They say, okay, I have love of Ali ibn Abi Talib in my heart, so my old sins will be forgiven. And they keep doing all the bad things, thinking that my sins have been forgiven. So Ahlul Bayt, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi wa salam, gave a lovely reply. Imam said, look, ita'a, muhabbat is ita'a. Love means obedience. If you really love Ahlul Bayt, which love will save you from the fire of hell? Which love will save you from the problems in the grave? Which love will save you from the problems in barzakh? Which love will forgive your whole sins? If you love Ahlul Bayt, remember, love doesn't mean you say by your tongue, I love Ahlul Bayt. Love means you should obey Ahlul Bayt. When you love Ahlul Bayt, you obey them. You listen what they are asking you. You do hijab, you keep your beard. You listen whatever Ahlul Bayt asks you to do. You don't touch a namahram. You don't shake hand with a namahram. You don't look towards namahram. You don't listen to the haram music or haram. So anything which Ahlul Bayt are stopping you from, you'll stop from it. And anything Ahlul Bayt are asking you to do it, you will do that because you love Ahlul Bayt. The same thing we see in the world. If you love a girl, if you love a boy, you try to make him happy. How? By listening to him, okay? Oh, my love wants this. So you provide that thing for your love. If you love Ahlul Bayt, you should do that.
Sayyid, I have a question. You mentioned that a parent has the most impact upon the child. But sometimes you see the parents, like in the West, you see the parents taking the children to the mosque, taking them Muharram, taking them Ramadan, taking them for majalises. But at the end of the day, the children, they sit outside, they take them, the parents take them to the mosques. But you see the children outside, they're not inside the mosques, they don't listen to the lecturer, they don't listen to the fadail of the Ahlul Bayt. So how can the person, the inner self, get attracted to go inside the mosque and listen to what the lecturer has to say, listen to what the Quran has to say about the Ahlul Bayt?
Yeah, there are a few reasons for why children don't come in the mosque and they play football or cricket outside. The reason, first of all, like, you know, living in Western countries, in English countries or in German, French countries, parents are taking their children to a program which is like in Urdu, in Arabic, in Persian, and at home they're not talking the language, they're taking them to the mosque. At home they're trying to teach English, like, for example, a dad is saying, okay, I have to speak English with my son, I have to speak French with my son, so he learns English, like those who especially have newly joined in these new countries. So they try, and there's a joke. A father sent his son to the school, and when he comes back, the child comes back from the school, and he says to his father, Buster. The father, instead of getting angry, he said, oh, it's good, my son is learning English. So, unfortunately, parents are trying to talk in English with their children at home to teach them English. They're learning English from the school, and they're not teaching them Urdu, Persian, Arabic, or their own language. They're taking to the mosque which has the Arabic, Persian, Urdu program, and he's not understanding. So, he'll go out, out. He'll not enjoy. So what you should do, either talk your own language at home, because your son will learn French, English, German, any language if you're living in that country automatically. He's watching TV, he's going to the school, he's going to buy something. He'll learn that language. So you talk your own language. Or if you are not talking your own language, take your son to those programs which are like in English or in the language which he understands. So I think he will sit. Because mostly we see there are two programs in Urdu and in English. So youths usually go in English because they're easy with that program. And again, the second answer, it returns back to the parents. The parents should try from childhood create the love, like, you know, by telling the stories. And when you will tell the stories of Ahlul Bayt, Hazrat Abbas, Imam Hussein, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, his knowledge, and then now you will say, oh my son, do you know today is Viladat of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq? So, the same Imam Sadiq which you told me about his knowledge. Okay, I want to come. I want to join. So, he will join with love. And he'll be happy. And he'll enjoy there. And he will learn many things. Especially if he understands. So, there are many reasons. This is another topic. But I think parents should try and struggle. Mostly because parents are busy in their job. Mother, father. And they don't give enough time. So, you know, parents are going 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, coming back 5, 6, 7 o'clock, and then tired, go to sleep, then don't give time to the children. Parents should focus on the children, and inshallah, this will help them to create love of Ahlul Bayt in their hearts. And parents, unfortunately, don't think this is something important. Parents, oh, love of Ahlul Bayt. Sometimes some parents don't think it's important. While if they think a little bit, if they create love of Ahlul Bayt in the hearts of their children, that child, that boy, that girl who has love of Ahlul Bayt in his, in her heart, when they will grow up, when they become youths, they will respect their parents because of love of Ahlul Bayt. Because Ahlul Bayt have asked them to love your parents and obey your parents. So it will come back to their benefit. So inshallah, Allah will help them and they should do something for the children.
Sheikhna, I have the same question towards you. How can you create the love of the Ahlul Bayt within our children? You see the Western countries, you see the Asian countries, and the difference between these two countries.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So thank you for the question. I wanted to thank Sayyid Kadhimi for his insightful answer. He covered the main points that one would want to address when covering the answer to that question. I just wanted to supplement by adding a few points of my own and perhaps repeat some of the main things that he said just for emphasis. We have to understand that this concept of love is not something that it's like an on and off switch, that okay, either I have it or I don't have it, right? Love is something that has different grades of intensity, okay? And love is something also that is a gift from Allah, all right? If there are people who can't love the Ahlul Bayt, they should know that they're being some gift of Allah is being withheld from them. But those who have love of the Ahlul Bayt, they should know that whatever level of love they have, that level is, there's a potential, the potential exists of that increasing as well. And so, what we have to understand is that, okay, whatever love, I don't think that there's anybody out there who would say that they don't love the Ahlul Bayt. Okay, because that's something that's created, we're created with that love for them. Why? Because every human being is created with the love of beauty, the love of knowledge, the love of perfection. And that's something that, I mean, you hold up a beautiful flower in front of any human being. If they were to tell you that, no, this is not beautiful, I don't like incline towards that flower, there's something wrong with them. They're sick. There's nothing wrong with the flower because that's the way we're created. Now, you take the Ahlul Bayt who are the embodiments of beauty and perfection and knowledge and everything that we would want and consider to be good and beautiful, then of course it's there, right? So I think we all have love, but the question is, how do we increase that love? Okay. So one point is about the intensity. Now, there's some people whose love for the Ahlul Bayt can't be described. Like, there's a story told of Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi, who issued the famous tobacco fatwa in the 1800s. They say that his love of the Ahlul Bayt was so strong, he would invite people from other cities to come and on a weekly basis talk about the tragedies that befell them. And that was such an important thing for him that he would make it part of his routine to listen to that. And they say one time one of the famous reciters of the Masa'ib came and he just began saying that there was the court of Yazid, and Zainab salamullahi alayha entered the court, and just with that one sentence, he started crying and weeping and crying and crying, and basically the speaker couldn't continue the rawdah, couldn't continue that masail. Why? Because for him, it's not just, you might say, well, that's not the story, that's not a story, it's just one line of an introduction to a story. But see, for someone like Mirza Shirazi, it's not just a story. This is a reality of truth versus falsehood, of justice versus injustice, of right versus wrong. For him, Zainab salamullahi alayha represents all that is truth, all the virtues of perfection of a human being. In addition to that, the perfection of a woman as well too. That embodiment of haya and chastity and modesty. And here she's being forced to go in what condition in front of what tyrants of that time. This is something that any human being who understands that the reality of that situation, naturally tears will come to their eyes. So if it's the case that there is somebody out there, like one of our youths, who doesn't feel that emotional connection to the Ahlul Bayt, they should understand that they're being deprived of a blessing. Because we should cry. Why should we not cry when we see such examples of beauty and perfection being subject to such injustice? And it's something that we ourselves can relate to as well too, because we have injustice in our times, we know that there's justice in our times as well too. If it's the case though that, you know, let's say there's a youth out there who's sincerely trying to, like, you know, they're making an attempt, they know that, okay, they want to be able to connect on an emotional level to the Ahlul Bayt, but they're not finding that, it's not happening for them. What are some of the things they can look at doing? Number one is that they have to look at their actions. As Sayyidina pointed out, that love of Ahlul Bayt, one of the necessary corollaries of that is following them as well. If we don't follow their footsteps, take the path of the deen of Islam that they introduced to us, in all aspects of our life, do what they did and stay away from the things that they did, then we'll find that our love is very dim. It's just they're good people type of thing, right? But we won't be able to connect with them. But the moment we say that, you know what, I'm going to step into the and submit to the Imam of my time and follow the instructions that they've given us, then we'll see that naturally that intensity will increase. Okay. Number two is that sometimes we try to have love of Ahlul Bayt and we try to mix it with love of something else as well. Okay. And now this is something which it can't work. Right? It's like, if you're going to have love of Ahlul Bayt, it has to be pure and sincere for them. So what that means is that, let's say that we have love of Ahlul Bayt, right? But we also have love of our own pet sins. Okay, like, you know, there's some things that some people, you know, develop some pet sins. They're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to do most of the stuff, but these things I'm going to kind of keep aside for myself. You know, like my illicit, you know, the relationship I have with, like, you know, somebody that's not okay, sanctioned by the Ahlul Bayt, right? Or certain movies that I want to watch, certain satellite TV stations that I like to, like, you know, watch, certain friends that, like, keep, you know, like, invite me towards sin, certain habits that I have that are contrary to the teachings of Islam. This isn't going to work. This is not going to happen, because we can't. It's like mixing the East and the West. You know, you can't go both go to the East and go to the West at the same time. You have to choose one of the two. And thirdly, we need to increase our awareness of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And the way to do that isn't just to learn about their biographies, right? That's fine. That's useful as well to know about that. But that's not the main that's not the main way of knowing the Ahlul Bayt. Knowing the Ahlul Bayt can happen through becoming closer to Allah. Okay, because Allah tells us that, He wants us to know Him in not just some facts and figures about Allah. He wants us to know Him in a more intimate sort of way. اذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم أو أشد ذكرا. Remember Allah the way you remember your fathers, or even a more intense remembering. Right? Or He tells, اتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله. Have taqwa of Allah and He will teach you. He'll give you more knowledge about Him. The more we come closer to Allah, the more we refine ourselves, build ourselves, the more we'll come to know who the Ahlul Bayt were, what they stood for. Not just, sometimes people cry for them because it's like, oh, it's so sad that this mother lost her child. It is sad that the mother lost her child. But how about this mother and this father losing that child in that situation, standing up and rising against that tyrant because of this noble reason for the sake of Allah? What about that person standing against the imam of the time and raising a sword against him? Now, when you understand things at that bigger level, that bigger picture, then it starts to have a more impact on the heart. And one of the things that we need to do in our centers and our the gatherings where we commemorate is that we need to start to take some of these stories that we have and bring them, give them more significance in the way we commemorate. We need to encourage, you know, English language, the English language in terms of using it as a means of commemorating the martyrdom and the different events that took place, spoken word poetry, lamentations that are done in the English language, and try to incorporate some of these deeper themes as well too, related to the current time as well too, and see that the same just injustice that's taking place in this world today, the roots of it are in Karbala, the roots of it are in the other tragedies that befell the Ahlul Bayt, and that desire for justice that we have within us, taking place in the dhuhur of the imam of our time, and putting that into our poetry as well.
Inshallah. Sheikhna, you mentioned that the love is inside everybody, but some people have that love inside them, but they don't realize they have that love inside them. How can they ignite that love inside them so that they are the followers of the Ahlul Bayt?
You know, we have a hadith actually which says the gist of it is this, is that every child, you know, when a child is a baby, before they begin to speak, there's some times when you notice that they'll just start crying. And just, it seems like for no specific reason, right? And there's other times when they'll start smiling and laughing to themselves for no obvious reason, right? The hadith says that that child, the reason why they're smiling and laughing is because they are being visited by the imam of the time. Okay, and when they cry, it's when the imam of the time is leaving them. Right? And that continues until they begin to speak, and then that particular door is shut to them. Until, of course, they can, and this is my own addition here from other teachings that we have, if they purify themselves, then they can establish a connection with the imam of the time at a later stage. What I want to say here is just that was to emphasize this fact that we all have that innate love to the Ahlul Bayt as part of our fitrah, the way that we're created. How do we uncover and unlock and unleash the potential of the fitrah and get ourselves out of this like state? Very simple. Number one, like Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْأَرْضِ الْوَثْقَى. If we do deny the taghut, okay, we have to recognize that there are things which are keeping us away from unlocking and unleashing this love in the society. Sayyidina mentioned a very good example when he said, like Batman and Spider-Man. These figures have, now whether it's deliberate or whether it's not deliberate, they are taking the place of what people, the Ahlul Bayt and those who are and the awliya of Allah should be having for us, right? Because they become the idols of our times, right? They become what every child aspires towards. So we need to understand that, okay, if we want to have that true love of the Ahlul Bayt, we have to let go of these things, realize that they're finite, right? They can't help us. They don't care about us. Batman doesn't care about us. Spider-Man doesn't care about us. He's finite. He'll come and he'll go, right? It's one movie and then it's over with, right? The rock stars, the celebrities, is the same thing. These things are just temporary, you know, bit of things that are, you know, busy ourselves and they want our money at the end of the day, and they're going to go away, right? وَيُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ, right? And then we have to take the path of Allah. As we need to understand what are the things that God wants of us, right? What is the things that the Ahlul Bayt want of us? As we commit to following that and persist and have istiqama and have that, you know, steadfastness, then we'll see that the love is something which like ignites in us. Sometimes you have a piece of charcoal and you put it near fire and it will glow for a bit, but then you take it away and then that glow will disappear, right? That's the way it is for many of us when it comes time to, like, you know, the days of Muharram or some other occasions, month of Ramadan. But if you take a piece of charcoal and then you put it into the fire long enough, there'll come a point when suddenly it gets that flame. And And from that point on, even if you take it away, that flame is still with it. And it can even light up other things as well too. That's the way it is with our deen and the teaching of Ahlul Bayt, that if we are able to follow and persevere, then we'll see that love will increase and increase and increase, and suddenly it will burst into flames. And then after that, we'll see what happens.
InshaAllah. Thank you, dear viewers, for taking part and listening to the question that we raised today. InshaAllah, for our next program, we'll have more questions regarding the youth in the West. And inshallah, if you have any questions yourself, you can email us, and then we can ask your questions to the dear Sheikh and Sayyid. Inshallah, till our next program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ناديت باسمك يا إلهي ناديت باسمك يا إلهي يا ضارعا إن لم تجرني فمن يجير بكاء أنت الكريم فلا تدعني تائها فلقد عنيت من العباد النائي مالي مالي سوى أعتى بجودك موئل فلئن طردت فمن سواك دوائي فلقد رجوتك يا إلهي ضارعا فلقد رجوتك يا إلهي ضارعا بمحمد ألا تخيب رجائي بمحمد بمحمد ألا تخيب رجائي